Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Valerie Otiavana, who is the Vice President of Product Design with Bentley Prince Street. Valerie, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being here with us today. I think the last time I tried to reach out to you, you were off in Paris. What was going on in Paris?
Well, I was sent to Paris and on the same trip to London to research design trends and color trends for our European markets, who are our designers who are seeing their client base expand in the Middle East. So I was sent specifically to do research on more sumptuous products, products that would play well in the Middle Eastern marketplace.
Okay. Is there a big difference between the designs that they like over there versus what we like in this country?
Well, one of the products that came up on many of the meetings was our product Iconic, which is one of our best-selling broadloom as well as carpet tile. So I would say the looks are the same, but it was like the first time in 20 years I'd heard conversations within the first, you know, 4 or 5 minutes say, can you dial it up? Can we start at 50 and go higher? So that was definitely something different. And the color palettes tend to be a little bit more earthy. I was expecting to go, especially in London, to hear like, oh, and we love the brights. Like, we want all of the regular colors plus brights. And that really did not come through at all. It was like they didn't even find that particularly innovating or amusing. They really are down to business. So that was interesting.
Well, so while you were over there, a lot of us here in this country went to Greenbuild, and I was very impressed with what you guys were doing with EPDs and some of the awards, the fact that you're actually a pilot for this new energy standard that the ISO's come out with. And I know recently you've won several awards. I think you won another waste reduction award. So a lot is going on with our West Coast friends that focus in the carpet on both broadloom and modular. The reason I wanted to talk to you for this interview is I know you've just recently invested in some new tufting technology. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, we are so excited. In fact, one teammate is at the machine manufacturer beginning our initial blanket request to see like where we can go in pile heights. But we did purchase some Infinity equipment, 12th gauge Infinity, both 6 foot as well as full width. And we are just extremely excited about it because we see that innovative design with yarn placement and luster, and now with this increased pattern repeat size, we are just absolutely thrilled. I mean, we already have our theme for Neocon set. The design studio has boards all over the place. I mean, we are really so excited and ready to work this theme to death. And of course, knowing us, you know it's all going to be about celebrating where we are, the heritage of where we come from, and just mixing this idea of tile and broadloom. Just super exciting for us. I mean, I grew up at Bentley Prince Street on an 18¾-inch pattern repeat. So to be able to even half drop something is like, you know, I'm over the top excited.
Yeah, that's great. So what all does it allow you to do? Is it LCL, or can you tell me a little bit more about it?
It is a loop machine that will end it up, you know, you can leave it loop or you can shear it.
Yeah.
They are 12th gauge. They have these pattern repeats, so you can get these wonderful progressions of pile heights, and then you can leave sections loops. The combinations of what we'll be able to do, and this will have absolutely every integrated, complex adjustments and all servo-driven. It's just really exciting.
Do you think it'll be difficult to design using equipment that's that technologically advanced?
No, not at all. I mean, I think one of the most exciting things about it that I have to say was, at first I was a little daunted by it, but after the machine, after the mill tour there and sitting down with some of their people, one of the reasons that we've sent someone technical back first is, you know, my background is in fabric design.
Right.
And always, before you jump into like a new collection, we would do these things called weave blankets. So you start deciding like what are the combinations of the elements going to be, what are the pile heights, you know, I mean, obviously this is flooring, so it's not like we have a 3-inch level of shag. Like, so, you know, we want it to be sculptural in a business application for corporate and hospitality settings. So it's going to be very elegant. Everything that we're working on is not planning on being showy to say, like, oh, we've used the full infinite pattern repeat. We want it to be elegant but saleable.
Okay. You know? Right. So you want to continue to expand on what Bentley Prince Street is known for. And that was one of the questions I was going to ask you. You know, as you travel around and somebody says, oh, that's classic Bentley Prince Street, what is that look? Can you define that with words?
I think that there's always been a certain elegance to both sides of the house when they were brought together, and then definitely under one roof. It is, in one word, a very elegant look. Mm-hmm. The fact that we shear our carpet 6 times, that the Firenze, the 564th gauge velvet weave machine, which gives you a full cup bar plus a loop bar, it's not shaggy. It's something that evokes higher end and elegance. It's just not random or haphazard. It has a very researched complexity, even the levels of design, and definitely down to the complexities of the structures itself. Lots of combinations of yarn, even back in the day before lusters were even present in white yarns. We've always had an eye to the detail in the yarn structure, like spinning, twist per inch, all of those things. We've always looked to make the yarn very interesting in combination with interesting machines.
Right.
So I think we've always paid a lot of attention to the yarn, like combining spun yarns and filament yarns. Is it a 3-pass? Is it a 2-pass? How many plies is it? Those are the places where you could cheat. It's like using, you know, real vanilla versus synthetic vanilla. You know, like when you pay attention to the individual ingredients, it ends up making a more sumptuous and elegant product.
Actually, we have Bentley Prisserine in our floor here. I'd say it's upper end, refined. It's very nice texture. Most people know what it is. Let me ask you on this equipment real quick. When will you be taking delivery on this?
Early in the year.
Okay.
We expect to have our own product development done here in-house probably by the end of February.
Yep.
So we're on a very aggressive timeline.
Well, I got to hand it to Anthony for continuing to reinvest in the brand because, you know, it's been a tough few years. You know, for you guys to go out and step out and buy some new equipment, that means you're here for the long term and you're going to reinvest and expand your capability and continue to work on improving the aesthetics of your products. So congratulations on that. When will we see the first products? Will it be at Neocon this year, you think?
Oh, absolutely, for Neocon. Probably a preview at HD.
Well, I look forward to seeing some of that at the HD show in Vegas in May and seeing how you take your creative talents and wow your customers.
Well, you know we'll be looking to share it with you first.
Okay,
so
great.
So there you have it.
All right, we've been talking to Valerie Ottaviano, who's Vice President of Product Design with Bentley Prince Street, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.